Welcome back to Tribe of Unicorns. I'm your host, Kendra, and today I have with me Lauren Turton. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Kendra. I'm so excited to be here and to connect with the Tribe of Unicorns.
Yes. So you are episode number 2 in our second season. Lauren is a business coach and has a pretty incredible journey, a story about her journey that I think all of you guys will definitely relate to, because nobody goes down these paths that are sort of, you know, not your typical job choice without making many, many left turns, right turns, and U-turns. So why don't you share with us how you started, and we'll go from there.
All right. So let's start it off when I was 8 years old, because that's when I first remember being an entrepreneur. I asked my mom to purchase a candy bar for me, and she said, no, we provide you with 3 meals a day. There's no reason we need to buy you extras like a candy bar. She said, buy it yourself. And I replied to her, but mom, I don't have any money. And she said, figure it out. And so what 8-year-old Lauren did was find someone with a skill set that I did not have. One of my parents' friends made bracelets and necklaces, and I asked her to teach me how to make bracelets and necklaces. Now, my parents did support me in purchasing supplies that I needed, like, you know, string and beads and things like that. They did do that for me because they knew that my goal was to sell my jewelry to their friends. And that's what I started doing. And at the gift shop, at the outfitters that my parents worked at, they allowed me to sell my jewelry to the customers. And so that's my first memory of being an entrepreneur. And I've definitely carried that with me throughout my entire life, even though my story from, you know, after graduating high school might be considered a little different. After I graduated high school in 2004, I moved around the country a few times. I would enroll in college. I would drop out of college. I would enroll again, drop out again. And I continued with this pattern for several years. Now, work-wise, what I was doing in between dropping out of school was serving and bartending at different restaurants in the Dayton, Ohio area, because that's where I'm from. And so during those years of, you know, enrolling in school, dropping out of school, working in restaurants, you know, doing whatever jobs I needed to get by, I always knew that I wanted to have my own business. So I would start businesses and then they would not work out. And then I would start another one. And I kept pursuing being an entrepreneur because I knew deep down that I was destined to do that. I moved to San Diego, California when I was 26 years old. I immediately started working in the event production industry. And with that is, you know, very, very labor intensive, long hours. We produce large scale, high budget events. And I also had my own event company, and I threw events at all the nightclubs in San Diego. And about 2.5 years ago, the production company I worked at, they went under, and I made the decision to go all in on having my own business. So I would say officially, I became an entrepreneur 2.5 years ago when I was 32 years old.
So many things. I love so many people that we bring on here. What they end up doing is what they did when they were 5, 8, 10. It's amazing that you have that insight into yourself at such a young age and then come back to it when you're older, when you've got a little more clarity. I feel like there's so much that clouds us in between that. Whether it be, you know, society telling us like we have to, you know, do this certain thing. So I love that. And you're saying you started a lot of different businesses that didn't work out. What was it that made you start again each time?
You know, I honestly, it's not something I can pinpoint. It was just like a guiding light telling me, keep trying this. I just knew I was destined to one day become a successful entrepreneur.
Yeah. And what was your biggest lesson going through all of those different businesses? Was it finding out what didn't work or what you didn't like, or what were your takeaways?
So my biggest lessons and takeaways from, you know, trying businesses and then quote unquote failing was that you need to keep trying, because in order to one day become successful, you have to get through all of the trials and tribulations that come with being a business owner. And also those trials and tribulations in the beginning stages set you up with the mindset of how you're going to handle things in the future when you become successful. Because just because you have a successful business doesn't mean that there's trials and tribulations. There's always things that happen no matter what stage you're in business. So I think that's one of my biggest takeaways, is just keep moving forward, keep trying, keep pushing, because no matter what stage in business you're in, there's always going to be something that you have to overcome.
Oh, absolutely. I love mm-hmm. the tenacity. I mean, that's just so admirable. So what, you now are a business coach.
Yes.
What do you take with you from your previous business trials and tribulations that make you successful at being a business coach and in this business?
Really, it was a combination. I took what I loved most from the event production world, because in event production, you do more than just producing events. We produce photo shoots, video shoots, we get into branding, we get into marketing. And I took elements from what I excelled at most, my areas of expertise, and I started to offer them as services. And then when I realized I wanted location freedom, laptop lifestyle, I started to figure out how to take those expertise online and work with clients online. And that's where I taught myself, you know, ClickFunnels and systems and things like that, so that I could properly have an online-based business. So I would say I took my expertise and started to package it in the right way. And then from there, again, I knew laptop lifestyle was something other people desired. So mm-hmm. after I taught myself how to do it and be successful with it, I realized I needed to help other experts with that as well.
Yeah, that's the coolest thing. When you know something so well and you know you can help someone else achieve a better lifestyle. Yeah, I'm sure you want to shout that from the rooftops.
Exactly. So, and also to touch on that real quick, a lot of people I know in your audience are trying to figure out what kind of business they start, what do they do, how do they move forward? And one of my biggest suggestions is to look at the younger version of yourself. What's something that you've overcome in your life that you can now help other people overcome? Also, you're going to be very passionate about helping people with this, because you know exactly what it feels like to be in their current reality.
Yes. I love that. I think the hardest part is trying to figure out what the heck it is that you want to offer. And that's a really good way to figure it out. Because so many people are like, I'm not happy. I know where mm-hmm. I want to be. I know how I want to feel. How do I get there? So that's an amazing tip.
And the other thing too, with getting started, is actually just getting started. Like I said, when I first started my company 2.5 years ago, I was offering, you know, managing photo shoots, managing video shoots, you know, things would pop up in the marketing world, and I would take on these clients and I would just figure it out and say, okay, yes, I can solve this for you. Yes, I can help you with this. And then eventually it morphed into what it is now, but I had to get started somewhere. So that's another suggestion I have for your audience, is just get started.
Mm-hmm. Do you see that a lot, where people just, that becomes a block for them, because they don't, I think a lot of people need to understand like the end game, and mm-hmm. you know, that's not usually very apparent in the beginning.
Oh, it's not apparent at all. And that is a huge block people have, is like, well, I don't know how I'm going to do X, Y, Z. And all the limiting beliefs come in, where really, again, it's just a matter of getting started and putting yourself out there, being vulnerable, and having honest relationships with your first clients.
Yeah.
Yes, I can solve this for you. I might not be an expert in part A and B, but I'm going to figure it out for you. Mm-hmm. And that right there resonates with people, is that, you know, that figure it out attitude, that's going to carry you really far as you start your business.
That's very true. I feel like I started in a similar way, where there was a lot I did know, but there was so much I didn't. And every project that came my way, you know, I would just sort of figure it out. Because we're in a time where you can figure anything out you want to, you know, whether it's a new skill or, I mean, especially, you know, with technology in my field, it changes daily. Mm-hmm. So to keep up on that, and to also fall in love with the idea that you're always going to have to keep learning.
Always.
Yeah. that excites me. For some people, it seems overwhelming, but I think it's one of the coolest things about being an entrepreneur is that you never stop learning. You're always looking, never. What's next? How can I up-level this? How can I make this better experience? Mm-hmm. How can I offer more? Mm-hmm. What is another tip? So you have, is it people that are usually just starting a business, or are you working with other people that maybe have established businesses but don't have mm-hmm. that passive income?
So most of my clients are in the wellness and healing space. So yoga, meditation, Reiki, breath work, experts in that space who might be teaching clients, you know, one-on-one or maybe a couple group classes, you know, pre-COVID, they were in the studios. Right. And now I help them create a high ticket offer. So an offer where they're going to work with their clients for at least 12 weeks, and they're going to help them solve a major problem. And so because they're working with their clients for an extended period of time and solving a major problem for them, it's a high ticket offer. So that's what I specialize in now. So yes, most of my clients are already, they have a business, they have it going, but they're ready to hit those numbers, 10K or more a month.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure with COVID, I mean, that's been a game changer for so many. So this is a really, good opportunity for people that aren't seeing or have to kind of pivot their original business plan.
Exactly. For example, I had a client I signed this last week who was a retreat-based business. Yeah. And she was trying to pull through, even though she couldn't do anything this last year. She had hope for 2021, and she realized that she couldn't, you know, do retreats properly in the next coming months. So she finally said, all right, Lauren, I need to pivot the business. And so that's why I signed her, because again, she had to, you know, she's changing the business all the time with everything that's happening in the last year.
Yeah. And that's not, I'd love it to change tomorrow, but even if everything goes back to normal, there's still a huge demand now for this online learning, just because it's so much easier for people. I know I have two kids, I'm running all over the place, doing conferences online, doing things that I can do, around their schedule where I don't have to spend all that time commuting, traveling, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. It's been a game changer and so cool.
It's so cool, the relationships you can have with people in the online space. And also something that I noticed in this last year is there is a level of intimacy with working with people online because you're both in your own physical spaces.
Oh yeah, that's true.
You don't have to get in the car. You don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to park your car. You don't have to walk in the, you know, in their office. You don't have to do all of that. So you're in your space, they're in their space, and the connections that can be made because you're in your own environment sometimes go deeper.
Yeah, that's true. Cause you don't have those, like, not to say that you're being fake in someone else's office, but it sort of removes a wall.
Exactly. So you can still have those intimate relationships and solve major problems for people, even in the online space. And again, a lot of my clients come from the physical space. They're used to touching their clients, being with them in person, and they're seeing great results with having a high ticket offer.
Yeah. How do you stay motivated to keep going through all of these, obstacles you faced? You just kept moving forward. I'm assuming a lot of people listening are in a similar position or have been or will be. What is your advice to them to keep them going?
So a few things that I've done, especially in the last, 2 to 3 years, as I went all in on having my business, is I did a major cleanse in my life where, a social media unfollowing any accounts that aren't serving me, unfollow them. I had to look at relationships with family and friends and see if they were serving me for the higher good. And if they weren't, I had to, rearrange those relationships, which is not easy, but it needed to be done. For me personally, it was a benefit to cut alcohol out of my life. I don't drink alcohol anymore. And the reason why is because even just with one drink, even if it was high quality alcohol, I started getting migraines, major, major headaches. And so I realized that one glass of wine the next day was going to set me back. So I just said, I'm going to cut alcohol out for a little bit and see what happens. And, having a good diet, good exercise. So those are what I would say the foundations that I've done to keep motivated and keep inspired. Also, I work with clients who are the younger version of me. Yeah. So every day when I wake up and I get to work, I'm so inspired to work with them because I want to take them to location freedom and laptop lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, I would say, you know, aligning with a coach or a mentor or somebody who knows more than you and working with them consistently and having accountability with them has been a game changer for me and my business.
Yeah, I've had a similar experience. You know, it's so great to work with people that are outside of your own little universe because they look at things differently and they bring a different perspective. And they are your biggest cheerleader, which is pretty cool.
It's amazing. And you nailed it. They're looking at you and your business from outside. So they're seeing things in the big picture mm-hmm. that you can't necessarily see because we're in it daily with our business. So yes, that's been a game changer for me, is aligning with the right coach for me.
I love and I think a lot of people are doing this, the idea of uncluttering your life on every level so that you can be hyper-focused. Like I know a lot of people right now are even uncluttering their homes. But you know, looking at your social media feed, unfollowing things that aren't aligned with you anymore. All of that makes so much sense. How are you using social media right now for marketing your business? Like what can someone expect? Cause I know, you know, there are so many different channels and there are so many different ways to communicate. And a lot of people get very overwhelmed with, okay, well, where do I speak to my audience? What's your advice on that?
So my advice for that is figuring out what your primary platform is. My primary platform is Instagram. That's where I get the most engagement, the most activity. You can follow me at Lauren Turton. And then my secondary platform is Facebook. And so for me, what I had to do is just figure out what platforms work for me, what is working, what's not working. And then after that, I create content once a week. I batch create content on Thursdays for both platforms. Now, some content I, you know, cross over, but some content I create specifically for Instagram, other content specifically for Facebook, because I have two completely different audiences there. Right. And I post content 5 to 7 times a week in my feed, and all of my content is value driven.
Okay.
So I'm constantly teaching you things. I'm showing you behind the scenes in my business, overcoming limiting beliefs. Anything that's going to bring you value is what I'm posting about.
So very purposeful.
Very, very purposeful.
Yeah. Such good stuff. So where can people be a part of your universe? So you're saying Instagram, they can follow you at Lauren Turton. And then I know you have a Facebook group that provides tons and tons of value. What is the name of that?
So I go live every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time in the Soul Career Clarity Facebook community. And every Wednesday I am providing trainings, you know, tips and tricks, strategy, anything that is going on with my clients, I'll try to condense into a little 30-minute training on Wednesdays. And I would love for you to join the community. You can register by going to join.laurenturton.com.
And we will have all of these links in the show notes and on Lauren's unicorn page.
Thank you.
So Lauren, can you just tell us a little bit more about, you know, it can be really lonely to run this kind of business. What's your advice for finding your tribe and creating that community?
You're correct. It can be so lonely on this business journey, especially when close friends and family think you're absolutely crazy for what it is you're pursuing. There is a lot that goes into this next phase of your life. So I would recommend what I said earlier is finding a mentor or a coach that you can work with consistently. Also, finding a business bestie, someone who is going through a similar journey as you, someone that you can, you know, be accountable with, communicate with, talk to with, you can attend virtual seminars together, somebody who's going to help you move forward and somebody that you can help move forward as well is going to be a game changer. And then, you know, right now, because we are so much in the virtual space and in-person meetings aren't happening or are iffy, I would recommend dialing into Facebook communities where your tribe is at. And it might take you, you know, searching for different Facebook communities and getting in them and finding out that's not where your people are. But Facebook communities can be so, so, so powerful. So researching those and then aligning with the community and then being proactive. That's the other part. Not just being someone who's watching posts, but really engaging with other people, commenting, liking, following them, having important conversations is going to help you as you move forward.
I think it's similar to like attending a party and the type of party guest you're going to be and what you're going to get out of it. And are you going to meet really cool, interesting people and be memorable yourself and you know, give back to the community that you're a part of as much as you receive. And I've, the virtual part of what's happened now is because I've run this business for almost 20 years now. And I've never in my life had so much fun knowing people and getting to, like, we met virtually, we met digitally.
Yes.
The network that's been growing underneath me is just this year has been shocking. It is the coolest thing to be able to connect. I have two accountability partners. We met in a different group. They're both in the UK. Like,
amazing.
It's so much fun to not have any borders anymore. It's just like this open space.
I agree. And I call them my online friends. Over the last year or so, my online friends that I've made, they are so special to me. And again, it's because both sides of the party are keeping up with communications. We genuinely care about each other. I have a business coach in Germany. His name is Rowan. We met in a Facebook group and him and I, you know, once a month, I'm like, Rowan, what's the update? What's going on? And same with me. And like you said earlier, some of these relationships you have and on the online space, they can be your biggest cheerleaders.
Yeah. It's really, really been cool. So I second that. I encourage all of you guys to go out and find your people because they're out there. We never have to be doing this by ourselves. Mm-mm. There are always people out there that have an answer to a question or some support to, you know, a situation that you're going through, or maybe an idea that you just never really considered. That's a huge part of my advice for this too, is just go find your people.
And to top that off is also put yourself out there, ask questions. You never know. For example, I had a young lady reach out to me about 2 or 3 months ago. And she said, Lauren, whatever it is you're doing, I want to be a part of it. Can I intern for you? What can I do? And I read it and I was like, oh my God, no one's ever sent me a message like this before. This is amazing. And in her mind, it was like a big deal to send me this message. And in my mind, it was a big deal to receive this message. Yeah. So I have gone above and beyond getting her set up with an internship that is actually turning into a company that she's going to launch.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. I think people are sometimes scared to make that connection or reach out. Mm-hmm. In my experience, there's never a more, first of all, flattering communication. But like, I want to see everybody succeed. I want to see all of these younger people, students, people making a career change when they're older. Like, I have some insight, you have insight that you want to, we all want to share this information because it's just, I feel like that's why we are in the positions we're in, because we are passionate about seeing other people succeed.
Agreed.
Yeah. Well, Lauren, this was an awesome conversation. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me. It was awesome to connect with you and with the Tribe of Unicorns. And I'm excited to see you all in the Facebook community.
Yes. So reach out to Lauren. She's going to help you get that 10K offer off the ground. And we will be back with another episode next week. Have a good one. I want to thank Lauren for being on the episode today. I am so excited to share this episode. It's something that I think a lot of people struggle with, the idea of how to keep going and what keeps you moving. And Lauren's advice of just keep moving forward, one foot in front of the other, is really something that can help you when you're doubting yourself and not sure which direction to turn. Just keep moving forward. If you're making forward progress, you're making progress. And progress, even if it's the tiniest little step, is something. I also love how she taught herself everything she needed to know. If there was something that was blocking her, she figured it out, whether it be ClickFunnels or how to properly market what she was trying to sell and reach her target audience, but she figured it out on her own. And that is such a huge message. There is nothing that we can't teach ourselves. So get Googling, get on. And you can find Lauren on tribeofunicorns.com on her unicorn page. Check her out there. All her pertinent links will be in there and the show notes. Thanks again. We'll see you next week.